League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You tell me a zombie who only works with his mouth ain't got that top game, stupid. Dude, honestly, every time I see a cowboy movie and they kick in those two barn doors, that's the only way I've ever wanted to enter a room. And I feel like that now because our fucking TikTok is our most followed social media by a landslide. IG, you slacking. Twitter, you slacking. TikTok, fuck yeah. We got 204,000 people that follow us on there with over 2.3 million likes on it. On TikTok.
On a podcast.
Podcast.
On a what?
Podcast.
Podcast.
Not a
videographer's landslide landscape.
All we're doing is just doing what we're doing, but cutting it down, and we're putting horny titles on it.
And then what do people click on it? Because they're fucking horny.
Everybody's horny.
Dude,
everybody's horny.
I'm going to be honest, dude. That last thing we put up or whatever weeks ago, the Whore Center one.
Whore Center.
I just like, man, when you said that shit, I was like, bro, that is, how do they not have that?
They will.
They have to.
They will.
They have to.
I mean, you see, porn, like, what I love about porn is they kind of like, they stay relevant. They're really good at that. Like when Corona was at its, like, right when it kind of came out, there was Corona porn. People are doing that. People, like, when big movies come out, people make like porn movies titled after that, you know?
Yeah.
They're relevant. So
the Corona porn makes no, like, what?
It's clickbait.
But I don't even understand the sexual appeal of it.
It's two people in hazmat suits fucking.
No, it's hot.
So in a sense, you're wearing a body condom, huh?
Oh, you better double up.
Dude, how did Bubble Boy fuck? I don't think he did.
About Jake Gyllenhaal one, right? From years and years ago.
Well, doesn't he come out of the bubble to get a nut?
Oh, right, because he was never actually sick in the first place.
I feel like there's Why are we not walking around in bubble boy suits
right now?
It's a good idea.
Have you seen those things where you run into each other with a giant ball? It's like surround yourself. The world needs those.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. All right, this is not a popular opinion. Where are we at on this Corona? Oh, is it real?
Almost. What?
Is it real?
Yes.
Is it real?
Yes.
Okay, it's real?
Michael, it's real.
It's real.
It is real.
Gabe, is it real?
Yeah, it's real, but I do see where you're coming from.
It's
kind of
like the wind. You're like, I know it exists, but let me see it.
Trevor and his metaphors, man. It's exactly that. It's all like, around, but I can't
see it. It's just
like
God.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is...
Faith.
What, vengeful?
You need faith. You need faith, everyone. Everything's possible with God. Okay.
This took a turn.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by our first sponsor, Christian Mingle.
But you know what I'm saying?
What?
Listen,
no,
I know it's real. I know it's dangerous. Everyone, please stay inside. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying when I need to go to the grocery store and everyone's fucking masked up, I go, guys, can we stop for a second? Is this real?
My favorite thing I ever saw was over the weekend, this guy I went to high school with and like grew up in my hometown. He was like dirt biking and then he was just dirt biking. And then a few slides later, he goes, all you guys getting mad at me for being out. This is his voice.
Yeah.
Rant. Beautiful. I love it. Volume all the way on. There's certain people where you're like, when they're going on a rant, I'm like, I'll turn the volume up for this.
Derek Gaines for me. Stand-up comic, New York based, my homie. But, so funny. When he rants, fucking follow him.
But he goes on and he's just like, oh, you guys getting mad at me for leaving the house in dirt biking? He's like, all this shit's fucking fake. You can cure it with zinc and with other stuff. He's like, fuck this. Go outside, see your friends. And I was just like, I wish that I could like watch with like an audience, just see general reactions. Or to see what people were DMing back. Because it was very passionate. He's like, I'm going to keep fucking dirt biking, hug your homies. And I was like, well, that might be a little more personal.
I think that there's something happening in his life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was just like, it was very convincing to the point where I was like, he's on to something.
Dude, anyone with a ton of confidence, dude, can convince you of anything. You can take over a plane with confidence. 100%. Bro. Everyone... Get on the ground. I'm taking this plane over. You say it with a deep voice.
Is that
take
illegal?
Over.
If you say everybody stay seated and then sit down, is that illegal?
No, it's illegal to say.
Anybody who stands up on a plane,
dude. If you stand up on a plane and don't immediately go to the bathroom, what are you doing?
I told you, dude, the guy that was,
I hate that person.
The Apple Watch guy who just stood up, like, if you're in an aisle behind him, what do you do with this?
You throw your shoe at him.
I would be like, you're blocking my view. He's like, what view? I'm like, of life.
Honestly, jump out the plane.
Tap him on the shoulder. You gonna blow shit up or what? What's going on?
Sit down, sir. Sit the fuck down. But I'll tell you, man, you can do literally anything with confidence. The amount of times I've just said some shit in a confident manner and people believe me, crazy. Crazy. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Corona. Is Corona real? No, it's not real. You kidding me? I read an article on CNN. It's literally not real. I mean, you can believe it if you want to, but it's not real. And people go, oh, hold on. What?
You start any sentence with, I read a, I believe you. I believe you. I mean, people get their news sources from Snapchat and they're just going off into the world being like, did you hear about Paris Hilton? She just conquered HPV. And you're like, I don't, what? Did she?
Is she alive?
No, I'm sorry. She just followed me on Instagram the other day.
Paris Hilton. Is alive.
Got to get Paris Hilton on Stiff Socks.
I'll hit her up. She followed me on Instagram because I did this thing with,
Oh my God. What did you do? Porn?
I just hate when I get too, like, I did a thing with Dylan Francis and then this and that. But but it was promoting his song, and in the thing we're like passing a bottle of soap, and then she was after me, and then like this news article did a write up on her because she didn't pump the soap, and it was like Paris gets slammed for that, and then because of that video she followed me, and I was like, this is weird. What did I do with this information?
It's so,
I'll get on the pod. Paris, come on,
dude. Paris Hilton, listen.
She looks the exact same.
Really? Mm-hmm. Good for her, dude. That's what money is, man. That's what money makes you not age. It's beautiful. You eat right, you go to the gym, you have no kids, you don't drink, and you kind of have a blood boy, and you're good. Yeah. The amount of motherfucking people that have money that don't age, crazy. There's also people that have so much money that age horrendously. Like what's his name? Travolta?
Goo.
No.
Fucking
yeah.
Goo.
Yeah. Well,
he looks
hard.
Like a Geico.
A Geico?
Damn it.
I get what you're saying, but hey, Geico is hilarious.
A gecko.
He looks like
an
insurance company, what we're saying. He's a fucking insurance claim. No, what's hard for Travolta is he was such a babe in his prime that anything that's not that. But I will say, somebody who held it together, a babe in their prime.
Who?
John Stamos. Uncle Jesse.
That guy.
I mean,
that
guy.
Still
got it.
I mean, but like got it. Not even like, oh, he's hot for an older man. No, he's hot for a human. For just a human.
Famous or not, he's like, if he legit was your Uncle Jesse, no fame,
you'd
reunions
fuck.
Would be a little tense.
Yeah.
People would be like, I'm scared to make eye contact with him. The way he poured his gravy, I'm wet.
Yeah. How do you eat around a man that hot? You can't. You're not hungry. You're hungry for cock, but that's it. Cock is such an aggressive word.
Well, it's hilarious. So has a double meaning where a rooster is a cock.
Yeah, it's not.
But why? Where does that?
How did that first come out?
Well, that whole era of Richards being called Dick, I don't.
How are we okay with that? how did people okay that?
Yeah.
Dick, can you pass me the book?
Yeah.
And people were fine with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Dick. There's no way Dick could have meant Dick when Dick was a name. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but Dick was not.
Has Dick always been Dick?
But Dick was around when Dick was a name that was acceptable.
What was around? The penis or the name?
Both.
What came first?
The chicken.
Me.
Egg.
Nut.
Huh?
Who came first, Dick or Dick?
Dick. I think the word Dick for Dick.
But for the name or for the penis?
For the penis.
So they're just like, "What's up, Dick?" And they're like, "I kind of like that."
Also, let's boil this down. How do you get Dick from Richard? Where's the Dick? Maybe. Hey, my name is Michael. Oh, well, let me shorten that to James. What the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe Richard laid that pipe.
Well, now we're talking.
Yeah. Anybody could have gone by Dick, but Richard just had that.
He had that cock.
Can you imagine? He's just getting yelled at. How do you get that out of a name? He's like, oh, I fuck, baby. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, God.
This from this nut action.
Oh, man. Richard. Richard is the least got a big dick name in the world.
Really?
Richard's an accountant from Fresno. Richard. Richard don't lay fucking pipe.
I picture blonde hair with a mustache.
Of course. Got a van. Loves kids. That's Richard. Not a dude who lays pipe.
Speaking about my mustache, it's gone. R.I.P.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm so upset.
The number one comment I got about it was like, you look like a pedophile or a porn star. Pick a lane. Also, neither of those people in this day and age really have mustaches. Pedophiles don't have mustaches.
No, can't.
No, they have very thick lenses on their glasses.
Yes.
Anything that's more than one layer, you need it to zoom in. I'm not stopping myself there.
All right.
But like... all these people you see on like To Catch a Predator, none of them were stashed up.
No, because that okay, so what happened is...
it's a red flag.
Exactly.
They got burnt out.
Exactly. At some point, they go, everyone with a mustache, a thin mustache, likes kids. So they're all the guys who like kids are like, all right, well, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah. I'm just going to... yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to gel my hair.
I'm just going to do a Subway ad and...
What if they have a mustache for pubes? Like, to be a pedophile...
you've never shaved your pubes into a mustache? Well, you ain't living, baby.
Hold...
boy. You ain't never?
The goddamn
you
phone,
ain't never
Richard?
Shaved your pubes into a mustache.
You shaved your pubes into a mustache, like a for real mustache? Like, even like a curly cue, you twiddle at the
long,
ends?
But it was like a... maybe like a... maybe like a heavy 5 o'clock shadow. You
shut
around it.
Up. You put
that?
A mustache over your dick?
I didn't keep it long.
Like, you kept it short? Or are you talking about time period?
Time period.
So you shaved... who would you show that to? Your frat brothers?
No.
Just yourself. You'd show yourself in the mirror and be like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm such a jokester.
Yeah, you do it, then you just shave it off.
Oh, you just do it once and then take a picture and send it to your boss and then you...
Yeah, and send it to somebody with a weird fetish. But, you know, you get quick 75
I've
bucks.
Never done that. You would expect me to do that. I've never even thought about doing that. I keep my pubes like nice. It's like, it looks like a... you ever seen like a rich person's hedge?
Yes.
That's what my pubes look like. Like, they're pristine. I keep them really shaped up.
What does that mean? They're just always...
they're always clean and everything's shaped up. Like, it's always like...
what's the length? Or is it like
So if you went to a barbershop, you'd say, let me get a two.
Two?
That's how close they are. It's
do
nice.
Do you have like a razor or like an electric or like a shaver?
So I have I do an electric, keep it nice and keep
I
it nice.
Did
and
this, like there's just fucking mounds coming off.
Oh no, I've kept it number two for a very long time.
Yeah,
there's
no
mounds. And then I do that, I trim the hedges, and then I shape it up with a razor. And I go beep, 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 shape it up.
Smart.
Yeah. Where are you at? Do you have a mustache? Are you out? You got none? You got
none? No, no, no.
You got
none is too weird.
None is...
none on none looks like a hate crime. Like, when you're just fucking shaved dick with the shaved badge, it looks like it's forming something on Mars, and I don't like it.
It's like an amoeba inside of a cell.
You're like a Siamese twin a little bit. You're like, where are we connected at? No, I'll just shave it up, but I'll just get... just trim it down there with a razor, and then it kind of like grow up. So I guess for a little bit it is real short, but...
yeah, so are we like a number two, three, four?
Two, yeah.
Two. So, I mean, I feel like when I was explaining what I do, you were looking at me in a judgmental way, but you do the same thing.
Yeah, but it's a loose, but it's a loose two.
A loose two.
Like the hedges, I feel like your hedges stop. My hedges sometimes go into the sidewalk.
They undulate a little bit, up and down, up and down.
It's a ballpark estimate to two.
Okay,
you only got a couple of ones and a couple of threes in there. But.
So if someone's down there trying to read the green, it's a hard green
to read. Hard green. You're
mine not. Mine's like we got it. Just one cup out to the right, and you're fucking money cups.
Yeah.
Interesting. I've never shaved anything weird in there. I've definitely gone bald though before. It's weird. Odd. It's really odd.
I did it in college just to be like, this is what fucking dudes do. Bald.
Dude, I remember my doctor who was a lady in college, and everything was like shaved. At the time, everything was shaved. And she was like, yeah, I know it's like kind of fashionable to do that, but it's like easier to pick up STDs.
It is?
There's nothing to protect it. So it's easier to pick up like HPV and shit above because there's no like hair to like protect you against blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, so if you don't want an STD, grow that blah, 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 out.
Because you just want to have sex.
That's gross. I mean, can you, have you ever like, in recent, have you like gone down and seen like just a catastrophe of hair? I don't think I've seen it like maybe one time.
You've seen a...
oh, God.
You've seen a...
what? Huh? What?
Hey, butthole. it throws you off.
Well, what I do is... I say, madam... I say, madam, you got to leave. She goes, why? I go, because you eat too much. It's too much.
It's a pleasant surprise because the front's all maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, let's do a little. Is that why you hate doggy style? You scarred for life.
I mean,
you turned it around one time and the Lion King from MGM was looking at you just. Rawr.
Oh, God. Yeah,
it's, well, it doesn't have a lot, but sometimes you just turn it. Oh, that's a. Boop, boop, boop. Yeah.
It's a little weird, too, when there's like four hairs back there. It's like when there's like a little bit of hair. Like, what? Yeah. How'd you miss this?
The funniest thing I ever saw was a tweet. I don't remember where it was from, but it was like, girl, if you shaved the front but not your asshole, you rocking a mullet. And I was like, just took my phone. And I was like, that's enough. But it'll throw you off. But I think for the most part, girls are very cognizant of that fact. And I mean, but you know, do you, girl?
They're super like hygienic. Which women, thank you so much. I mean, just very, very hygienic. Yeah. When was the last time you ran into? I mean, I can probably think of like three women that when I was down there, I was like, why does it smell like a swamp? There's a swamp. But most of the time, it's lovely.
If you live in a city with a lot of humidity, you get a pass. Atlanta, you get a pass. All the Carolinas, you get a pass.
You don't get a pass. I mean, carry wet wipes. I mean, dude, but
wet wipes before you fucking? She's like, let me just get right.
That's fine. I'd be fine with that. Yeah. Well, dude, why do you think women sometimes, like before they have sex, like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom? They don't gotta go to the bathroom.
You know what I've noticed a lot? And I didn't realize it until I saw or overheard somebody talking about it. It was like, there's a move. They'll get a finger in there or some. Well, hold on.
Okay.
This is without you knowing. It's a test. They might rub down and get a fuck. You know how they give you a sample spoon at Baskin Robbins?
Yes, sir.
Like one of those. And then they'll do one of these. Yawn, stretch. So they get a whiff because they're tasting their own medicine. They do that?
Yeah.
Just to
Have you caught a lady do that?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Trevor Wallace, you've caught a woman doing that? I've never even.
But it's subtle. But you don't know it until the first time you see it, you're like, hold up. And the second time you see it, you're like, huh? But I mean, I'd rather that than because they're cognizant of the fact that, like,
yeah.
Because, well, they're doing that to be like, does it smell bad down there? Because they're doing that to be like, do I need to go to the bathroom and like fix it up?
To freshen.
But I just saw somebody online talking about it that girls do that. And then some girls like, yeah, what do you think? Like, it was on Twitter, I think, too. But then you look for it, and then it's like when you hear something, then you see it, you like look for it.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, I want a Volvo, and then all of a sudden you see Volvos.
That's how it was with fucking M3s, baby. All I wanted was an M3, then I saw them everywhere.
Yep.
But I'll like see like this.
Wow.
But it's like a yawn, but I appreciate it because you're testing the product. I ain't no guinea pig, bruh.
That's also true. I mean, listen, if you had a squid where your dick was, you'd test it out.
You don't.
You got,
but well, there's well. Do you
what?
Do you ever know your musty and be like, I don't.
Or need to. I will. Sometimes I will go to the bathroom and wipe my asshole. My dick. I've never been like, oh, my dick stinks. But I've been. I've definitely gotten like, I have taken a shit in the last 2 hours, and if she's most likely going to be down there, not
you
like
do wet wipes or just dry.
So if there's no wet wipes in the bathroom, I'll take like toilet paper and run it under the sink, get the toilet paper a little wet, give myself a little bidet bath, like a poor person's bidet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Lunchable
DIY
version.
Bidet, little beep, beep, beep. And then I go dry and then go dry, dry, dry. And then, you know, sometimes I look down at a little brown. So I'm like, oh, I'm glad I did that because who knows what would happen. She'd be down there and gross.
Yeah.
But dude, you know how many dudes are not cognizant of that, to
millions.
Use your word?
Well, you know, it's
millions.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is if you're back there doing your thing.
Okay.
And you smell something weird, you're like, damn, this bitch. And then like later you realize it was you and you're like, but there's like that. There's like that gray period where you kind of just, nobody blames each other. You're like, that's just the smell of sex, baby. Like when people say they walk in a room, they smell sex. That's butthole. That's the only thing they can be smelling. You think?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes sex does smell like sex. I mean, everyone's like sweating and shit. Yeah. Like sometimes it smells like you just done lifting weights. You ever like walk into the gym fresh? You go, it smells like
guess what? People in the gym got sweaty buttholes.
That's very true. It's very fucking true. How do you feel about fucking on periods? Long pause.
It's situational, man. Because I think. Deep down, I think every guy is like, we out here.
I could give a fuck. That's my favorite excuse.
Could or could not.
Could not. This is my favorite excuse. I'm on my period. Good. Great. Come over. I'll put a towel down. The towel's red. Great.
Also, I think it's a lot more graphic. not media wise, but how it's portrayed.
Yes.
And the first time you run that Red River, you look down, you're like, that's all?
Yeah.
Little tit?
But sometimes you look down, you go, I done killed somebody.
Obviously, I've never had that.
Really?
I haven't dabbled in the pee too much to know.
What I do, I've looked down. I've had girls look and then tell me not to look down because they're embarrassed.
Oh,
that's how much. And then you quickly go.
I've been in that. Yeah, I've done a little, and it looks like somebody like maybe like was eating like you know like chicken tenders with ketchup and then sneezed a little.
Oh, just that's it. Okay. Yeah. You know, I've been there too. When it's like just a little bit, or a girl be like, I'm on a period. You have sex, and then you're like, oh, there's none here.
Yeah.
There's none here.
Yeah.
Gabe, can you look up this quickly for? Hilarious. I just want Gabe to look up.
it's just the shit you tell Gabe to look up is hilarious.
It's my computer, so it's I'm funny already
because
plunked.
Like if there really is like an FBI agent behind your little Mac camera,
yeah.
Which there's not, but you know how people like of put course. The little post-it note over the camera,
yeah.
They just see Gabe typing all this stuff and like here's our culprit, but it's really just you telling him to do it. What are you gonna tell me to Google? I'm excited.
Can you just Google? Does sex help a woman get over her period faster?
What?
Because that's what I've heard, and I'm trying to figure out if that's like a wives' tale, or that's like fact.
What
fact.
Does a wives' tale mean?
A wives' tale means like information that's out in the world.
I know, but where does the name come from?
A wives' tale. Back in the day, when all the wives had no jobs, they would just gab, and they would make up information. I don't know. I mean, we can ask Gabe to look up where wives' tale come from.
I think the first lookup is more important.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everything Gabe looks up is important, I think, for the factuality of the show. I don't even think factuality is a fucking word.
Kiki.
Do you love me?
Do you?
Oh, look at do that. Do you? Goddamn fucking colors back and forth.
What are we looking up?
So it does, I mean, I don't know how much we trust mirror.co.uk, but oh, they that's, say...
That's UK? Nope. That, with, get him out of it!
They say that with every orgasm you have, your uterus contracts. Each contraction expels the blood and uterine lining faster than it would on its own. Having sex during your period will not only shorten its length, but it will also flush out the compounds within the uterus that are causing all that cramping and pressure in the first place.
You know what's really funny? Is the only way that you can help a girl get over her period faster, it seems like, is to make her come. So if you're down there doing an average-ass job, she's not coming. She's pissed. You're supposed to help me get over my period, Jack.
That's crazy. You can just...
I mean, if you make her come, though. That's the only way. If you're just doing some average shit, then you still got the fucking Red River. I got no problem with it. I mean, I
think, yeah, every guy, I mean... Yeah, I mean, every guy is dude, kind of in the same boat.
I know fucking friends who don't give a fuck so much that they're eat it.
No.
Yes.
That's where I draw the line.
Of course.
Yeah.
I don't even know how much money you have to pay me to do that.
I don't even like my steak medium rare. You want me to fucking... some restaurants don't know what the fuck medium rare
they
is.
They have no idea. Medium rare is rare to you. I'm yeah. Like, dude, this motherfucker's mooing at me.
Yeah. When you go to cut it and then when the gristle goes with it and it's like, hey, where are we going over here? And you're just like, a little more. Little bit of pink? Sure.
Little bit of pink,
but when the shit's fucking doing the nay-nay on my steak, I'm like, kill it.
Looks at a cow just had a period on my steak. He's like, blah, blah, blah. Fucking disgusting, bro. Oh, speaking of not disgusting, uh-oh. You know who just got a fucking puppy?
Okay.
No, take a guess who got a new puppy.
Trev, did you get a puppy?
Guys.
It you, Michael?
Yes!
You got a puppy?
I got a fucking puppy, guys.
Okay.
I who, what, where, puppy, why, and dude. How?
What's the breed?
I got a little puppy girl. She's a fucking lady.
She got that.
She got what?
A collar. What do you think of that?
Oh, thing? I thought we were getting a little sexual. Huh? She's Pomeranian, Jack Russell, and Chihuahua.
Most LA dog ever.
For sure. Purse dog. I'm a bitch. I don't care. I don't like big dogs. Big dogs are too much.
Nah.
But
big
I got
dogs
this.
Are just they. I don't know.
What?
They're great.
You like big dogs?
I do.
Oh god.
But they are a lot.
They're a lot, bro. Listen, I want to be in my apartment not feeling like there's another fucking human in my apartment. People getting dogs that are 80 pounds. Get off my bed. You're too big. You're like
you
this...
have to have a house for a big dog.
Correct.
Yeah, you need a yard where you can throw a tennis ball and not hit another duplex. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. And also the slobber. the fucking fur. Slob, it's all the whole thing of a big dog is a nightmare to me.
So yours is three
things.
How does that work? So a mix bang to pure.
So this is I don't really know how my dog was established. I didn't see. Oh, I didn't see the mom or the dad. But the puppy woman or whatever, she told me this is insane. For a woman that's in heat, like a girl dog that's in heat, she can be fucked by like multiple dogs, and then the litter is based in all of that cum. So
ew.
So she could have like a pit bull mix in there.
Well, dude, that's how you get some of these crazy breeds. Like yes. My dog back home is a puggle. It's a pug and a beagle. Those aren't two you'd see banging at a bar. And if you saw your beagle friend going home with a pug, you'd be like, Melissa, no, he's not that hot. You're just drunk. Like
he's really small.
Like I know he has a Lambo, but like that's probably because he's old and lonely. I don't know why all pugs are old and lonely. They're not.
It's also even be rented. I think he might have rented.
Yeah. Oh
it's
yeah. Yeah. Bought. But you can't picture those banging. So when your dog's fucking four different ways, you're like, damn, this bitch.
Dude, they had pit bull chihuahuas in the puppy place. Pit bulls and chihuahuas.
But to be honest, that makes sense because I have seen some porns where there's some big buff dudes and it's just like, buff dude smashes hot college chick. And the chick's like 5'1", and you're like, wow.
So I click on those type of porns, like where the big dude is like, yeah, fucking big dude.
You're like concerned for health, right?
Concerned, dude. She puts it in her mouth. I go, you don't have a larynx anymore. It's done. It's over. You're not going to be able to sing. Your singing career is done, miss.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I got a puppy. She's so fucking cute, dude. I had such an ordeal getting this dog.
Well, you got a dog in the middle of a fucking pandemic.
Oh yeah. I mean, that was horrible mistake. Also the best thing that's ever happened to me because I live alone. So I need a dog, especially during pandemics. I'm fucking in my house all the goddamn time. But so this is what happened. So the woman kept sending me pictures of dogs to be like, oh, do you like this one? Do you like this one? Do you like this one? She sent me a picture of this husky. Right?
I love me a good husky.
Bro, I'm talking about literally a model of a dog.
Are like those not too big for you though?
So let me work you through this. So she sent me a picture of husky and I was like, oh my God, so cute. But like, I don't want a big breed. So keep sending me pictures. Then the next day she sent me pictures of these other dogs. And I was like, oh, these are perfect. Blah, blah. So I went to the puppy place and the new like shipment of the puppies weren't in there yet. Right? So I went into the place and I started petting the husky. Worst mistake of my fucking life. Yeah. Have you ever petted a goddamn 8-week-old husky?
Great fur.
Oh my God. She, as soon as I started petting her, she has these blue fucking eyes. She's looking at me, licking my face. She's like, I love you. I fucking love you. Take me. So now I'm like, oh my God. I'm about to adopt a fucking husky. I don't care. Michael, you'll deal with it. Took the husky home, got her in my car, drove 5 minutes towards my house, and I started freaking out. I was like, Michael, what the fuck are you doing? This dog's going to be 60 to 70 pounds. I don't know if you know anything about huskies. It has two different coats of fur. So it doesn't shed a little. It sheds a stupid amount. And then two times a year, it molts its coat, which essentially is, it's not just hair. It's like clumps of hair all over your fucking apartment. So I started texting everyone I knew with a husky. They were like, oh my God, it's the best dog ever. But the fur is crazy. And you have to like take it out like 4 times a day. So I'm back at my house. I'm freaking out. I get literally no sleep. I'm like, I have to return this dog.
But you slept with the dog at your house?
Yeah.
But so I was like, you brought the bitch home and kicked her out.
Well, let me tell you something.
She's like, where are we going? You're like, back to the
I know, dude. I honestly felt
that's
really
fucked up, bro.
You adopted
something and took it back?
All right. See, listen, you're trying to make me feel bad and it's working. But let me tell you something.
Bruh.
Hold on, bro. All right. So listen, this puppy's the cutest thing ever, right? So when I texted the woman, why are you making me feel like shit, bro?
Go on.
So I texted a woman. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, but I think I made a mistake, blah, blah, blah. She literally goes, she calls me. She goes, Michael, don't worry. This happens a lot. Don't freak out. I literally have 4 other people that were in line to get this husky. So if you bring it back, it'll get adopted the next day. So I felt way better because of that. But yeah, dude, I felt real guilty because in the morning she was like, yo, what's up? You're my new dad. What's good? What are we going to do? I was like, you're going back to the place that you probably hate. But she probably has a new owner. She's probably at a farm running life. Dude, I can't have a husky. 60 pounds in my fucking apartment? No, thank you. So now I just got a little, but it was an ordeal, dude. I felt so fucking bad.
It's just a hilarious visual. Just they're like running in, they're like checking out your place, be like, damn, y'all got hardwood floors, that's nice. Oh, that's a good window. I can see squirrels out that window. I thought you threw that box away that you brought me into the house. Oh, I'm going back. All right, bet. Yeah, y'all just don't give a fuck, huh?
Okay. Word.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just hilarious.
Dude, I couldn't, but I haven't had that much anxiety because I'm not like an anxious person. I didn't have that much anxiety for a long time. Like, I was literally anxious the whole fucking night. Like, my heart was beating because I thought the puppy place was going to be like, no, we can't take her back. And then I would have a fucking husky in my goddamn house. Like, a nightmare, bro. I did so much.
It would be a nightmare. You just text me and used to.
Right. I would just get used to it. But dude, like, I talked to two different friends of mine that have huskies, and they were like, you have to keep it occupied or it will literally eat a hole in your wall. I go, I can't have a dog that has the ability to eat a hole in my fucking wall.
Yeah.
So now the dog I have now literally weighs 5 pounds.
Your dog you have now.
Yeah.
Was at the adoption center when you got the husky?
No, was not.
I was going to say, because if your dog saw that traumatizing experience.
Oh, right. That would have been a nightmare.
She'd be like, am I next?
No.
Is this my last night?
She ain't next. I love her.
Hugging me for what, huh?
You know what's real fucked up? Is I named both of the dogs the same name.
Okay. Bro, there's some things where...
Yo, they're both named Greta, bro.
Did that, but the husky...
I was calling the husky Greta the whole time.
But when you went back to the pound, like, here's the dog back. By the way, it's Greta.
No, the dog at that point with me for 16 hours doesn't know that her name is Greta yet. Or you think so? You're not making me feel bad, bro. I feel so bad.
So I think the overall consensus here, every time I see a dog that is a husky, I will think of you and I will look the husky in the eyes and say, okay, you are not loved. And
then wow. Wow, dude, come on, man. Make me feel, dude, I felt so fucking bad.
That's hard. Huskies are the, if huskies could be a person, they'd be IG models for sure.
There are, it's the only dog that I feel very confident saying it's hot.
Bro, huskies could book more commercials than all three of us combined.
Of course. You think Gabe's eyes are beautiful? Which, I mean, they are.
You know, if you saw the Patreon. We just interviewed Gabe. Them eyes be popping it. And because he's behind the lights.
Yeah,
in
dude.
In front of the lights.
Oof.
If Crystal Geysers and Fiji had a baby, it'd be Gabe's eyes.
Oof. Oh, hey, dude, what is the deal with those circle lights? You know what? Those circle lights that people have?
Oh, you put
have?
The phone in?
Yeah, but like, is there a reason that it's a circle? Is it to just...
Things more symmetrical?
It covers like your whole face? It like lights your whole face in like a...
I don't know, but like you can always see in the people's pupils when they're using it. But it's hilarious when they do it for like random shit. They're like, guys, I'm begging you to donate to this national tragedy. And you're like, you set up a light for this?
Circle light. Circle light's like the hottest light in the world.
Yeah. I mean, fuck.
Dude,
what is happening?
I don't know. I know that this quarantine needs to end soon because just I've never been so horny in my whole life. I mean, I know that we're going from hot huskies to me being horny, and I'm not trying to relate that shit. But it's just like I mean it's just like in my brain and I can't.
Yeah.
It's getting a little tragic. It's getting a little tragic.
Dude, I mean, it's fucked. I mean, I went on a walk in my neighborhood, and here's the thing is I have a girl. So yeah. I'm not even like in your position where it's like, but like I was on a walk and I just, because my neighborhood is like a lot of older people, and I was on a walk and I saw a blonde girl who's like my age, like block and a half away.
Yeah.
And you know when you see horses on like the driveway and you say, no. And out loud, you'd be like, horses, right? You just say, it was like, I saw it. I went, a girl. And I just said it out loud, a girl. And then everybody was just like, did he lose his vision for 12 years and then just get vision back today? Because I was just outside by myself,
right,
out loud, elderly couple, ajar, adjacent, one of those words, a girl.
You literally yelled a girl.
I probably had this lower here. Oh, girl.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like the step one of going insane.
Yeah.
Well, is when you start narrating your life.
Yeah. So I had headphones in, so maybe it was... I said it louder than I thought I did.
Right. When you also have those noise canceling things.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't hear shit.
No.
Do those fuck you up on the plane? Does it make it like any type of noise canceling shit like fucks with the pressure in my brain?
A little bit, yeah.
It does.
A little bit.
Okay, good. I'm not alone in this.
Yeah, but also noise canceling on a plane, it's so worth it.
I mean, dude. Dude, because if you don't, you're going to end up trying to do it. The hand noise canceling doesn't work.
You've done that?
Yes.
You're just on there, just like.
Yeah. But here's the problem. It doesn't work because when you do that with AirPods, it'll shut it off.
Oh.
Yeah, it don't work.
Jesus. Yeah, man. You realize that the not the noise canceling ones, the original AirPods, those aren't loud for shit. So no. You're on a plane and you're full blast being like, I'm listening to death metal right now. It sounds like Beethoven.
Can't
what the
hear
fuck's going on?
Shit.
You got to blast it.
And then you're like, oh, I'm fucking all of my hearing up. Like, I'm not going to hear.
Because your eardrums are still hearing it, but it's just like.
Exactly.
It's just so loud that that's the room tone, essentially.
You ever hear someone listen to music so loud, you're like, dude, what do you do? You can't hear this? You can't hear this.
Yeah. No, but, I feel like everybody in high school, like, they're just like, so funny that people, like, there's like a 5-minute gap between classes, but they're like, I need music. And they're just blasting it.
You know those guys that would like play the music so they had like fucking 12s in the back? I mean, I know that you did. What are the big, what's bigger than 12s? Like, 14? I'm dead serious. Yeah, I really don't know.
I think 12s are, there's probably 14s and 16s, but I think 12s like the standard.
Okay. So whatever like the big, what I remember my buddy had one in the back of like a real old Buick, but not like a dope one, like the year like 1991, where you're like, what is this happening? Yeah. But like played it so loud, I couldn't even fucking hear it. And like, what's cool about playing your music loud? Who said that's cool? It makes me it makes me insane.
Well, also, it's only cool for the person driving. Nobody has been like, was that guy just blasting Paul Wall? What a fucking sick guy that is.
Dude, it's the same thing as when a girl passes and you honk. Never worked. Never worked in the history of the world. What is that? Even if you honk and you meet that girl.
She starts sprinting. Wait.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do? She starts coming. Hey, I've never got this far.
I have titties for you.
Oh, man.
The cat caught the car. Hey, yo, ma.
Hey, yo, ma. If she stops, she's going to murder your family. Hey, yo, ma, this never worked.
Or you turn around, she desperate. She got one eye. She's like, come back to me.
I'd fuck.
Yeah.
What? God damn. Yeah, dude, but I got the puppy. I feel pretty confident with my parenting skills. Cause you know, I had a dog before.
Yes.
But I'm a little nervous. I don't, you know, potty training a dog by yourself. I'm fucking doing mad research.
Yeah.
The dog's already peed and shit on my carpet like 3 times already. I'm just like, am I a bad person? Am I a bad parent?
Yeah, it's literally nobody's fault, but.
Yeah, the dog's fucking 2 days old.
Yeah. How many weeks is your dog?
11 weeks.
So she can, in dog years, she can probably drink pretty soon, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to get some Jack. Hell yeah, get fucked up. Dude, I hate when people used to get their dog high or dog drunk. I'm like, is that fun for you? It's like, what?
Oh, when you see videos of like blowing smoke in their dog's ear or something.
It's all fucked. I saw someone was
like, yeah, dogs can get high if you blow smoke in their ear. Which is so random, but like, it would be funny if that's how people were. You just like ran up on somebody, just blew it in their ear. They're like, yo, what the fuck did you just? What? Dude again, bro. Dude, my right ear this time.
You got any spicy Cheetos, bro? Dude, have you ever thought about getting a dog?
Yeah, it's just hard to travel. I would probably, unpopular opinion here.
Oh, no. You already told me that. You already told me this maybe even on this podcast.
I get a motherfucking cat, boy.
Oh, God.
Cats are lit, dude. You get a good cat? You get a good cat?
They're are no good cats.
Look, when cats are good, they walk around like they just got that nut off. They're all just,
yeah,
they're just showing off. They're like, what's good?
You know what makes me upset? Where does that confidence come from? What the fuck have you done?
What?
Cat? What have you done? What the fuck have you done? You walking around like you built the Brooklyn Bridge by your paws. You didn't do shit, bitch. You goddamn bitch.
Damn, bro.
I don't like, dude. Nah. All this confidence. All
right, hear me out.
Who are you, Abraham Lincoln, bitch? You have done
nothing.
Did
he have a cat?
Huh?
Did he have a cat?
Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been saying they have a confidence, Abraham Lincoln. Like.
I like it, though. They're walking around all swaggy like, yeah, what's up, bitch? Like,
yeah.
They just got that,
But from what? You didn't do shit.
They walk like there's always jazz in their head. I love it. They got that old man swag, just like, You know when an old dude at a restaurant says something wild to his waitress who's like 22?
Yes.
He's like, keep your tip, sugar tits. And the girl's like, ha, 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 ha. That's a cat.
You think, that's funny.
But not the dude who says it, but the dude after he says that, like saying, then he when he walks out, how he's got that, he's the guy who still compliments he accents his compliments with a finger pistol.
Yeah.
That's like a cat to me. They got the, aha. Yeah,
they that's their sound in their head. Aha. Yeah. Just drop the LP. You ain't do shit.
And they just like nod their head up against shit. Be like, yeah, that chair feel good as shit, bitch.
Is it the catnip? What's catnip?
I don't know what
it is.
Is
it like meth for cats?
It drives them like, it almost gives them like a high kind of horniness from what I hear. Didn't do shit for me, but it gives them a little.
You ate catnip?
Huh?
What?
Let me ask you this question.
Hold on. You asked me what? Hold on. Can humans eat catnip?
You can eat anything if you put your mind to it.
That's very true. I guess you could. You can eat a human. Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, so you've had catnip or no?
No, I think my cat had it once and I like, smelt it.
Oh.
It's something in there that gets them all horned up.
Is it like a treat for them? I know nothing about cats.
Yeah, it's it big is. For them.
You so if they like do good or whatever, you go, oh, good girl, and you get them, you give them catnip?
Yeah, I don't know. Cats are just horny individuals.
Oh, they are?
They really are.
Oh, yeah,
like,
you told
me. My old cat would just hump pillows. Just like you would just be watching like CSI Miami, and then he's just in the corner just getting off.
Damn, so a cat is very similar to me.
Yes. You
am
bro,
I a cat?
Low key, yes. I think that's why you don't like it, because like you don't like competition, so a cat is a competition.
I just want love, bro.
That's what cats want.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Here's the thing. One cat fucked it up for everybody, you know?
No. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why that's no. Because every girl I've ever met that has a cat, lunatic. And she might not be a lunatic on day one, but I'll tell you, day 17, 18, 19, I go, oh, you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
You got two cats? Who are you? I have to go home and walk mittens. You're an idiot.
Well, there's levels to it, obviously, you know. If you walk a cat, you should walk to, you know, a rehab center or something. But no, I think it's like little, I don't know. Certain people, maybe I just had a good experience as a cat. Like my cat growing up was the homie, the day one.
Okay.
He out here.
Okay.
Fur all white coat. He just looked rich. He's walking. He had blue
like
eyes.
A pimp. Oh.
He had that fucking, that stallion mode. But I don't know. He was a good cat. And he's just like, just the homie. They do all shed right. a lot and they do fuck shit up. But there are people that lean into the cat shit too much a little bit, you know.
Oh, speaking of cats, dude, we actually have watched something that we didn't technically watch it together, but we watched it. It's the first thing you've watched and I've watched that maybe we can talk about it. Tiger King, speaking
that
of
TK,
cats.
TK, baby, Tiger King.
Bro.
Tiger King to me wasn't even like about the tiger, just about the people. It was like in an improv game where like, you're at a Home Depot. And they never say anything about Home Depot.
Right.
It kind of felt like that. It's like tigers were such a minimal part of the show, kind of. It was more so about the personalities that you loved.
Yeah. Where's that dude now? Is he? Spoiler alert. Joe's, I'm sure everyone's fucking
Joe,
seen it.
I mean, this is, Joe Exotic's locked up. He in the pen.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive.
He's alive.
He knows. He like what even sucks even more is like he's in Oklahoma prison and like however they told him, they're like, your show is like number one on Netflix. Like so
oh.
They told him and he's like, what the fuck? I want to be famous. Like he's just in jail famous. What
like a- he's dude, he could do a speaking tour and make millions.
Oh yeah. I mean he'll probably get out on some shit.
You think so?
Probably. I mean he's bro, at this point he's an OKC legend.
That's true. I mean
him
he,
and Kevin Durant. That's all. You know.
Dude, he literally could do it like a. I mean, he's gonna do a book. He'll do a book from jail for sure. Like yeah. He's gonna need that money to get out. He'll do
anything.
A book for sure.
I mean, one of my favorite things ever is when artists put out a rap single from jail. I don't know how that works, but it's hilarious.
The sound quality is garbage.
It is, but like the fact that you're putting in that effort is hilarious.
Do they are they making money off that shit?
I don't know how it works. It's just hilarious.
Who was that? It was a.
You're just like at jail and you overhear some guy freestyle and you're like, hey,
all right,
why
man.
Don't stop.
Dude, that's like a, yeah, what prisoners need to start like an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd watch that shit.
Yeah, damn.
Oh,
that'd
shit.
That'd be funny if it was like your behavior was good for like 3 weeks. You got like 5 minutes of studio time. They'd be sitting there and be like, yeah, I was good this week. And now I ain't going to squeak because I ain't no snitch because you a bitch. See, I got bars, bro. All right, let me ask you this ultimatum.
All right.
You have to have a pet.
Okay.
It is one, a cat
no.
or
no.
a husky.
Husky. It's not even close.
But it has to be
I'll
the
take,
husky that you returned.
That's
and,
fine.
And the dog is cognizant that you turned
it. Oh, it has like animosity towards me?
Talk.
Okay. Well, I would lie to it. I'd be like, no, I didn't fucking return
you,
dude.
I was out of town during a pandemic. Yep, I was on a jet.
I had to.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Greta. I had true. To. And then the Greta's going to be like, who's this dog? I'm like, oh, I don't know.
You guys are both Greta.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Greta, Greta 1, Greta 2. It's fine. It's okay.
God, I just thought of the worst joke ever. I'm not even going to say it.
You should.
So
I'll
bad.
Sit here in silence.
So when you took back the husky, you could say you had a regretta.
Heyo.
Fuck!
I need comedy in my life so bad. I am losing my mind.
Stand-up comedy is done for. What, dude?
Comedy
can,
in
let,
general.
Let me ask you this: what if stand-up, and in all seriousness, what if stand-up is done?
Bro, I mean, like, dude, comedy clubs are shut down because of this. They fired employees. Like,
I know. What? But like, what? Like, what are we gonna do? Like, I don't.
I mean, I'm just going full YouTube, baby. I'm just turning on the vlog camera. What's up, guys? Today I'm going to be making peanut butter and jelly toast. You won't believe the surprise ingredient. It's almond butter. Brand deal. Fashion Nova. Suck my. Never mind. I love them. Dude, I don't know, bro. It's fuck. I mean, luckily there is. You can pivot already. Kind of what you have done is pivot the comedy, the stand-up, and then take it into a different sort of an art form or yeah. podcast. I mean, thank God we have a podcast, but like, dude, it's.
Yeah, but I don't know because like, is this going to be like a lot of the reason we do stand-up is like, it like satiates our like creativity.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I mean, this is great. I mean, I'm glad that we are still creating and it is satiating to a point, but like nothing compares to stand-up.
But this is once a week versus yeah. every night. Yeah.
But literally nothing compares to stand-up. Like right. there is nothing. That live feeling of entertaining in the moment. Like there's nothing that compares to that. So it's like, I don't know. Like it's got to start back up, right?
Yeah, I mean, eventually it'll all, but it'll just be like weird. Because the weirdest part is even when we're like, oh, you're allowed to leave your houses and do that stuff, people are still going to be skeptical to be like, I don't want a comedy club, 300 people? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
so
like
it's going to take a while for any live event to get back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like what the best case scenario is the vaccine comes earlier than we think. And then yeah. once the vaccine comes, oh, yeah, then we're yeah. going to be good. Because yeah. then if people are like, yeah, okay, I'll be around 300 people. And even if I start to get it, I have the vaccine, so I'll be fine.
Dude, I think fucking if I had a show the day that this shit happened, if I was in the right city, they'd pull up. Whatever the fucking, some of y'all that come to the show, y'all are great. Y'all just don't give a damn.
I've done enough shows with you in front of your fan base. It's fucking banana. It's like.
They'd pull up right now.
I think so.
A city like Phoenix or like Dallas, like they're like, yeah, man, fuck Corona, I'm here.
Yeah, just with a mask, and it says TW on the mask.
It's a fucking monster logo on the mask. Like, tell a fucking joke. Fuck shit. If Corona comes, I'll beat its ass. Like, I don't think that's how that works, but sure.
Just like drywall. You're like, oh god, man, what?
Man, I don't need this.
Yeah, goddamn.
Goddamn it.
It's called Sock Tarlakirk.
Yeah, what's up with Derulo?
Never hit me back.
What the fuck?
He's like insanely popping on TikTok right now. Jason Derulo.
Yeah, Jason Derulo, whatever, dude. You dance, you got a big ass dick, but you can't hit us up.
But also he like posted a video of like, it was like trying to be like a relatable thing, but it shows the size of his house and you're just like, dude.
Yeah,
he was so rich.
He was doing the moonwalk on, like it looked like he was almost doing it on water.
All right, we got a question here from Screen Record Guy. And they want to know.
A fucking narc. Should we read his comment? Is he screen recording right now?
I think
so. What do you want from me?
Screen.
For some reason, I just assumed he ran like a movie blog or something. I didn't even trigger like screen record. I was like, oh, he's a blogger. But he wants to know who would die first in the apocalypse, Gabe, Trevor, or Michael?
Gabe is a leader. I think Gabe is a leader. I think Gabe would last the longest out of all three of us.
I think I would die first, but also I don't think you'd be far behind because I think you would run at whatever was coming towards us.
I'm going to be really honest with you. I would die first because I'm going to kill myself. I love those guys that are like, oh, I'll be the guy with the machete. I'll take all. I'm going to be the guy that's going to be like, guys, the zombies are coming. Awesome. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be back in a second. You hear one single gunshot. And then you're like, oh, Michael killed himself. I don't want to live in a world with zombies. I don't like this world. I don't like this world now with no zombies. I guess essentially the pandemic is sort of like small zombies.
What if zombies got that neck, boy?
What?
You tell me a zombie who only works with his mouth ain't got that top game, stupid? Yo. You tell me them zombies, they came back to life. And you tell me, I'll put you down right now.
Yeah. Oh,
they bite your dick off. You're like, that was a bad decision on my part. I see why people hate y'all.
All right, now I got that pussy.
I was going to nut all up on your tissues.
Hold up. You think zombies fuck?
Yeah.
I do too.
I think it's a very fluid motion. It's just like,
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. I'd pay money to watch that.
Yeah. I think the funniest part is where they get nutted on because it just evaporates into what they're wearing.
Yeah. I don't even think it's nut. I think it's sort of like dust.
Just a nut rag. Maybe that's why they're so still. They're just so stiff.
They're like a stiff sock. Like, yeah. Dude, yeah, or, I think so Gabe, I think was Gabe's a natural born leader. So I think he would lead, like a band of rebels. Yeah. I think I would die first cuz I would kill myself, and I think you would die very soon after me, but because you wouldn't know how to like open a door and you just die.
Yeah, probably.
Like there'd be like a simple thing. You're just like, "Oh dude, just turn the knob." You're like, "Oh fuck." You know what I mean? But then you would just
die. Go to like try to take a Snapchat of a zombie and be like, "Zombies be like," and they're like, "Say." I'm like, all right. Then they just. Can you imagine getting shot by a zombie? You're like, I thought you ate people. What? A gun? That's cheating.
You don't even have a brain. How the fuck you operate a gun, sir?
They don't have brain.
They don't. They eat the brain. All right.
They don't got a brain, but what if they give good brain?
I think they do.
I'm horny.
I think they do. Who do you think gives better head, Beyonce or Rihanna? One, Rihanna. Two, three, Rihanna.
Rihanna, a freak, though.
I think Rihanna could make me come before I took my pants off. Just by the way she looked at me. By the way, I don't think she's hot. I don't know if we have that on this podcast already. I do not think she's hot. I know that both of y'all do.
Well, you also returned a husky. So
opinions here
are very...
Wow! You're going to throw that in my face?
Dude, huskies are banging.
I understand.
In the most non-Shane Dawson way ever, huskies are hot.
Shane Dawson fucked a dog?
Nah, but he says it on a video about like banging his cat, I think. But like people took it out of context, and Shane has like a very young audience.
Yeah.
So they just were like, Shane would fuck a cat, and then just went to the internet with it. But they just like took it like a concept of it.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, if there was a dog that you would plow, it would probably be a husky.
Because a husky ain't texting you back.
100%.
Huskies, when they walk out of the door to go pee, they look at you and be like, "You looking?" Yeah, I knew you were.
Of course you are. Look at my furry ass.
Yeah, bro. I'm pretty sure a husky. There's huskies on Instagram with like millions of followers.
Yeah, why wouldn't you follow a husky?
I'll type in husky right now.
And just see how fucking symmetrical this person's face is. The eyes. You look at them and you're like, are you looking at my soul? And they go, yeah. Yeah, him. Look at me. I'm fucking hot. They got two coats.
Damn, they're sexy.
We got our next question. Gabe, blah, yeah. Blah.
This comes from Preston WD.
Rich,
says,
rich.
I have a proposal.
Okay.
Fucking should be a pro sport.
It sort of is, right? I think porn is a professional
porn,
fucking.
Like, porn is very competitive to where, like, girls want to be number one on Pornhub. They want to be the most searched girl. So it's like, and yeah.
Dude, I did not know, and this might be just my naivete, I did not know that Pornhub would, like, ranks the girls, because
it's like competitive. There's Pornhub community, which is just like you can submit your own videos, and that's why people are just literally, it's kind of going that amateur route. They're just filming and uploading it, and I think they're like able to monetize almost like it's YouTube.
Really? So there's like couples that are like doing that shit, whatever. And yeah, just...
which is great for the guy, because all the dude has to do is be like, my dick is just doing this. You ain't never got to see my face.
There's some dudes out there with beautiful dicks, by the way. Just
I can't
pristine.
Wait till somebody edits just that clip out. And they're like, you want this next week coming to Zany's Nashville? Dude's got beautiful. Yeah, but what's crazy is also there are accounts where the girl will like never show her face.
I hate those.
But it's like only like neck down, but they have insane bodies. Yep. So not only are they making racks on monetization, they are here living a normal life.
I hate it though, because in my head I go, she'll show her face. She'll eventually show her face. She'll fuck up.
You never jerked off to a Headless Horseman?
Huh?
What is a Headless Horseman? Isn't that a thing?
Headless Horseman, yeah. It's the Ichabod Crane.
What?
What did you say? Headless Horseman is Ichabod Crane.
What is that?
With the motherfucking top off.
Yeah, with the motherfucking top off. Ichabod Crane. That's who Rihanna's name should be. Because she gives so much head, the fucking hair falls off. Ichabod Crane, that bitch. Scoop!
I understood. Probably the period at this sentence. I'm lost. What time is it? Where are we?
We're at Secret Sock time.
Oh, I love it. Shh, it's a Secret Sock. Shh, it's a Secret Sock. Shh, it's a Secret Sock. Secret Sock. Secret Sock. Shh.
All right. This is an anonymous submission. Someone says, one time I shit in a Applebee's to-go container and left it in my my gym teacher's office.
That's fucking tight. Off top.
Can I ask a follow-up question? Why?
Dude, that's so cool, though. They must have did something fucking pissed off. Yeah. But you know what's funny is the visual, because I feel like every gym teacher would get pumped over the sight of an Applebee's container.
Oh, right.
So fucking Mr. Wilson is like, yeah. Oh, well, I was pretty good at dodgeball coaching today. Somebody got me Applebee's. Oh, shit. It's shit. You know?
I love Pasta Alfredo. Fuck.
Yeah, it's just hilarious. Like, that's that. Sometimes you just like do like revenge shit like that, and he'll never know how that teacher felt.
Have you ever done a revenge stuff like that? I've never done anything like that. I tried to do some shit when I was a kid. It just never worked out.
No.
I always thought about doing some revenge shit, and I'm like, this is too...
That's a new level. If you like seek pettiness that will like... You don't know how the results will happen.
Yeah.
You just know that they're off, pissed off about it somewhere. That's some petty shit.
Yeah, it doesn't really make me feel better. Like, I remember, like, thinking about it sort of does, but, like, the motivation to be, like, take, like, agency, I don't know.
Yeah, did I ever tell you this girl that was, like, through a family friend or something, she worked at a Starbucks, and this guy would just come through, this business guy would come through early in the morning, he was just an asshole.
Yeah.
And she would always give him decaf coffee. That's some petty ass shit.
Fuck.
When you're trying to get fired up at 7 a.m. and you get decaf, you're a whole fucking venti, Trenta deep, baby, and you're not feeling anything.
Then you're like, I need another one. Then you got to shit more. You're a financial guy.
But I'm just saying, you're like, that's that petty shit where you don't know how that guy felt after he left that Starbucks.
But in your head, you can imagine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or he's such a piece of shit. He's like, I'm so fired. I was like, nah.
That's the most hilarious, like, because did she go through like a series of like ideas before she came to that one? She's like, all right, I'm going to put poison in his drink. And Beatrice is like, I think that's too much. Okay. What if I shit in his drink? I think you're going to get fired. Okay, what if I just give him decaf? And I just give him decaf.
It was probably just a quick decision. Like, he's just being an asshole. And she looked over to be like, do you want room for cream? And he's like, yeah, fuck cream. Fuck it all. Give me that.
Has a
pop up his ass. And then she's just like, all right, well, decaf it is. It's like that little petty shit where she doesn't know how it pays off, but deep down she just has like the little evilish laugh.
Yeah, when people like act like animals in like service, in like if they're at a restaurant or whatever, and they like start snapping their finger for the server, I'm like, I hope that server comes in your Alfredo.
Yeah, that whole spit in meals is a very real thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not just in movies or some form of it, or the reach in, touch a nut, and touch a little bit of
I've worked at like four different restaurants. That shit is real if people are assholes. So moral of the story is
have you seen shit like that?
Bro, I've seen chefs put in, like, someone will bring back a dish and be like, I want it more spicy. And they go, oh, okay. You want it more spicy? Here we go. And just try to kill the person. Like like ghost pepper on ghost pepper on ghost pepper on ghost pepper. Like literally try to kill them with spice. I've seen people drop steaks on the ground on purpose, pick them up and put them back on the thing because someone returned it like twice to be like, I want it medium. They cook it. Okay, fine. They bring it back. This guy wants, he says it's not medium enough. They go, oh, okay. Drop it straight on the ground, pick it up, then cook it, and then give it up. So just be nice. Just be nice.
Yeah.
Moral story, just be nice. Always just be nice.
And if the chef comes out of the restaurant and say, how is it? He done nutted on it.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't care. Guys, well, that's another goddamn motherfucking episode of Mother in Stiff Socks. We appreciate y'all. Trevor, you want to say anything to the people before we go?
No.
All right.
Wash your hands and goddamn it, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, wash your hands. Stay inside. This is going to be over, guys. Just take a breath. I swear to God, it'll be over soon. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us out. And
Kiki.
We love y'all. Peace.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.